Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. While Los Angeles area guitarist Larry J has been refining his craft for over 35 years, his renewed interest in songwriting has led to a new 12-song album release featuring their recent single, Here's to Us. The New York native injects his songs with hopeful lyric and warm melodies. Larry J joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about his career and his new music. Hello, Larry. Welcome to the podcast.
How are you today?
I am doing well, sir. How are you? You are on the West Coast, I believe.
Yeah, I'm in Southern California in the middle of the heat wave.
Yeah.
But my air conditioner is working, so I'm not too hot.
There you go. Okay. So we got coast-to-coast connection today. I'm in Virginia, so it's nice to span the country to make this connection this afternoon and talk with you about your music and your career. Tell me a little bit about how all this started for you. When did music become something you were interested in?
Well, it happened, I'm an older guy, so it happened many years ago when I was just a kid. I heard someone play guitar and like a second cousin and the notes, I just vibrated with the strings, I tell everybody, and I've been a guitar player ever since. You know, I'm a lifer for guitar. And that's how it started. And I started off as a guitar player. I've been in many bands playing guitar, mostly cover bands back in high school. And then when I went off, left home, I started more of a solo career, doing mostly covers. Uh-huh. I wasn't writing much then. So that's how it all started.
Yeah, okay. So getting involved in bands, teenage, post-teenage years, early adult years, was it something that you pursued as a full-time thing, or did that kind of mix into your weekends while you were doing other things along the way?
It wasn't full-time because I was also probably going to school or working. Regular job, so it was probably part time, and then at times it was full time. I would, if I had a band that was traveling and all that, it'd be back and forth. It'd be temporary full time, and then part time.
Was
up and down, right?
Yeah, sure. Did you grow up in California, or were you an East Coast guy? Originally,
I was an East Coast guy, and I left around 18 and 19, and I was in the West Coast for a while. I was in Canada for a while.
Okay.
I was in Florida for a while. I was a young guy moving around a bit.
Yeah. Moving around for work, or did you move around with the music?
Both.
Yeah, okay. What were some of your musical influences when you were first getting started? What did you migrate towards, enjoy listening to? What influenced your earlier music?
Oh, like I said, being an old guy, I was influenced by the Beatles, Hendrix, Neil Young, Willie Nelson, all the people that were big, you know, about 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
The Stones.
Yeah, yeah. When did songwriting become part of this for you? Did you?
Okay, yeah.
Were you playing all along? Reading through some of the notes, I got the impression that you might have stepped away a little bit and then came back to it. Tell me how the middle part of your career came about.
Okay, what happened was, I think I got to the West Coast around permanently, the LA, Southern California, around 78. I was in an original band, and you know, we had a little interest in us, but it didn't go anywhere. So I was getting seriously writing then, but also we were getting a little crazy. I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so we kind of fell apart. And I decided to clean up my act, and I got married, went back mm-hmm. to school, got a career. So I gave up music for probably 10, 15 years.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then, not that I gave it up, and I would still do, you know, some cover shows now and then. But then I said, I'm going to really bump up my songwriting. I never really took a lot of classes and worked with a lot of songwriters, and I said, this time I'm going to do it. And so, you know, I'd go to Nashville, and I've just been developing my songwriting the past 5 years. As, you know,
okay.
I'm up many nights just working on songs. I'm in a couple of different groups where we edit songs and we get the best lyrics we can.
Sure.
I've always been pretty good with the melodies. Getting, you know, trying to be competitive with the Nashville songwriters, you got to really step up your game with your lyric writing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
What pulled you back into the music? What pulled you back into the music? You said you'd kind of sort of put it aside a little bit.
I never really left it, you know, like I said, it's always, and every, you know, like I said, I still kept doing some guitar work cover bands, even when I really wasn't pursuing it that much as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I never left it, but part of me said, you know, I could be a great songwriter, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
People liked my songs back in the 80s, but, you know, it didn't go anywhere. There's been a couple of times in my life where, you know, I had some industry. Well, now it's different now. Now you don't really go after the record labels. Now you try to get a following on the internet, right?
Right, sure. Social media, yeah.
But that, you know, back when I was a young man and when I was doing the solo stuff, but I really wasn't much of a songwriter. People were interested. And then, because I wasn't a songwriter, that didn't go anywhere. And then, the 80s, the band we had, that fell apart. And so, but I was writing then, and now I'm more of a soloist right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've become like a really singer-songwriter. So.
Yeah, okay.
With emphasis more on songwriter right now, because I don't always, when I pitch my songs, I don't always use my own voice. Sometimes I use a really strong country vocalist with the twang in their voice.
Sure, okay.
They'll pitch it. But if I perform, I'll sing it. And I perform solo. I have a lot of backing tracks that I create. I do all the production on the songwriting most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll use an outside producer. So that's, you know, I just want to keep, you know, I heard Bruce Springsteen once say in an interview, you know, he wasn't concerned about being famous. He just wanted to be the greatest songwriter he could.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's my goal.
Do you have a particular approach to writing songs when you feel like it's time to write one? Is there a style that you follow? Is it more organic?
If I get a theme, like right now, the current song I'm working on is, called I Need a Song. It's like the opening line is, sometimes heartaches can be like weeds. If you let them grow, it's hard to get them to leave. And so the gist of the song is, with a song, sometimes you can get rid of those. You're hurting. Everybody hurts sometimes. And you need to find a way to get rid of that. You don't want to let it grow and grow and grow. So I write to the, that's the theme was, I need a song, so I have to write to the chorus.
Yeah.
And I took some classes with a guy named Marty Dobson. He's had a couple, like 5 number ones at Nashville. And, you know, we talked about, you know, mapping the song.
Right.
All the lyrics should lead to the hook or the chorus. And so, you know, It's easy to go on a tangent. Everybody does.
Yes, so I run it
by the songwriters, and you know, and I drop some lines and add some lines.
And so
it's, you need to, everything that coming out of Nashville is a collaboration.
Right.
And it's really important because, you know, you see things, they see things that you don't see. They see where you're going. You lost the map a little bit. So anyway, I'm trying to get to be a great craftsman with heart.
When you start to put the song together, do you hear the genre? You know, whether it's more on the classic country side or more on the pop side. When does that come into play? When do you feel that part of the song coming together?
I would say the pop part, to me, that's production. You want to have a modern sounding production, whether you're doing Americana or, it'd be hard to get something picked up if it sounds like it's from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Life, it's going to be really hard, you
right.
know. Why hurt yourself? When it comes to production, I try to make it sound modern sounding, which is a bit of popish, you know. Even like Cody Johnson, he's more traditional, but his hit last year, you know, the production was modern.
So right.
As for the feel of the song, it can be Americana-ish, country-ish. That's when you play like this, when you're playing with the guitar by itself.
Right. So that doesn't necessarily dictate the direction of your song or the words in the beginning then.
Yeah. I mean, they say that production is like the fifth member of a band. It's really, you know, it's a really, listen, like there's a song out now, Things a Man Ought to Know. The production just is such a big part of the song.
Right, sure.
Before the singer even comes in, you're hooked on the song. So I have to spend a lot of time with my recording equipment, working on production ideas and all that.
Yeah.
And if it overwhelms me, that's when usually I can come up with a good production. If not, then I'll hire an outside producer if I know I'm getting too bogged down.
Yeah, okay. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview. I think I read where you've actually gotten a few awards, runner-up type awards for some of your songs. John Lennon Songwriting Contest, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, I was like in the first runner-up. That was a while back. I don't really enter many song contests. Michael says my current songs are doing pretty well on the iTunes charts in different parts of the world.
Yeah, that's great. And these are from a new record that you have out, or are you just releasing singles at this point?
I'm releasing a new single every month. I started about 10 months ago. And one of them is number one in South Africa. I think the song called Wow. He said my current release, which was released about a month ago, he said that was number two somewhere. It was number two in the international iTunes chart. Yeah, I don't really follow it that much. I'm spending more time creating
than
looking at the charting. But it seems that people really like it. And so all my hard work is getting recognized, or people relate to it. That's important.
Will these be part of an upcoming record, a full collection that people will be able to get eventually?
Yes. At the end of the year, I'll take all this singles, and I make music videos to go along with each release, so people can watch the video and hear the song, or they can go to Spotify and listen to the song.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do live streams. I try to do it once a week. I go out once in a while and just play at some local fairs and all that, or at the outside malls. So I try to keep active.
So you've been able to get out with this new music then more recently to play live?
Yeah, I was getting up. I was going out before the pandemic really shut things down. I was going out to like a local outdoor malls and all that. And I have good equipment. I can bring my looper, my backing tracks with me, and my harmonizing tools. But mostly I kept doing live streams during the pandemic, except for I had some health issues that set me back for a few months. I had to get some heart surgery. Eating too many pizzas and all that would clog you up. You know? So now I eat a vegetarian diet now, and I'm feeling really healthy.
Yeah, that's great. Who do you find resonates with your music? What kind of audience seems to be tracking with your songs?
I would say both male and female, probably people, maybe probably the over 30 crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people that like country, that like Americana, I think they resonate with my music.
Do you have a particular kind of venue that you prefer?
No, I just like playing. What do you mean by that?
Well, coffee house, outdoor parks, festivals.
I'd rather do the outdoors. I've done coffee houses. They're okay, but the thing is, you don't get to play that many. They always, maybe you get a half hour. Where outdoors, I can play maybe a good hour, good set.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Are you still adding some covers in as well, or are you trying to play predominantly original material?
It's not really original. Every once in a while I might do a cover, but it would be my own version of it. But mostly original.
And the new record is supposed to be out, I think you said, at the end of the year. Do you have a name for it?
No, I haven't, for the name of the album, no, uh-huh. I haven't come up with that yet. But, an album should have a good name. I didn't think about that. But right now, like I said, I'm just concentrating on each new release each month.
Yeah.
And the song coming out the first day of summer, which I think is Sunday, that's called Here's to Us. And it's about, celebrating friends that stay friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And so, I have to think about that. Thank you.
Sure. Did you record all of these songs in advance, or are you recording them and releasing them? I mean, are these songs that you've finished them all at once?
No. Some of them, I had the first couple finished, but for some reason, I've been blessed. I've been able to write and finish a new song every month.
Okay,
you know?
That's cool.
That starts from writing it, rewriting it, and rewriting it, producing it, reproducing it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm spending 4 or 5 hours probably every day working on it, with maybe take a day or two off.
Yeah.
And just relax, so many songs are new. I didn't even know they existed yet when I started.
So you're literally starting from scratch almost every month then.
Yeah. Well, I had enough to... I could have done 10 months with older material, but my newer material is just better. So I figured I'd just...
Yeah.
If it's coming, just go with it, you know? Be glad and grateful that I can still have the muse, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that way.
How many more do you plan to release? Are you going all the way up to December?
I'm going to go up to probably by September, October. It should be 12 songs.
Okay.
I'm getting close to the end. I've got two more songs for July and August. And if I don't have something new that I write between now and then, I have couple of good songs that I wrote last year or 2 years ago that I can do.
Okay.
And then I'll have it. I'll be ready to do that, and I have to come up with a name. If you think of any good ideas, let me know.
Sure, yeah. We'll go back and listen to some more of the videos. Will you Will you do this again? Is this something that you want to, is this a kind of an every year thing, or was this just an experiment to see how it goes?
Anytime I keep, if I come up with a new song or I'm happy with an older song, I'll release it, probably as a single. But I'm hoping that this will get me enough following that I can get out and play as an opening act for someone bigger than me.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan. And also, I'm hoping that a song gets enough streams or views that it will help me pitch it to a major artist as a songwriter.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
That's the goal, just to get more recognition for my songwriting, and then help my performance career and my songwriting career.
So how can our listeners find the songs that you have released already, follow you, and pay attention for the next ones?
Okay.
What's the best way to reach out?
That's very easy. Okay. I just fall under the umbrella Larry J Music. I was going to just do Larry J, but there's three or four of them, and people go to the wrong site.
Right, okay.
So Larry J Music, and you can find me on Spotify with that handle. You can find me on YouTube with that handle. You can find me on Facebook with that handle. And you can see the videos or listen to the audio. And if you want to contact me on Instagram, I'm LarryJ_music on Instagram.
And that's J-A-Y spelled out, right?
Yeah, J-A-Y, yes.
Yeah, great.
All one word, Larry J Music.
Well, thank you, Larry. Been good to hear your story and learn about your unique way of getting your songs out there. And we certainly wish you well with finding some people to take them on as their own. And certainly looking forward to the collection as you get it together, and excited to hear what you call it when it gets released this fall.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're going to listen to one of Larry J's songs.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be my most current release, called Here's to Us.
Thank you, Larry.
I don't like to isolate when my heart aches, so before it breaks, I'll go and meet my friends in town. I know they won't let me down. I'll buy first round. We don't have to wait to make life great. Now it's time to celebrate. Here's to us, here's to us. Here's to all my friends who show up when life's tough. Here's to us, here's to us, here's to us. It doesn't matter where we are. We can make the worst dive bar seem like five stars. We'll be dancing up a storm to our favorite songs all night long.
Again, for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.